Jewish news from down under with Vic Aladav.
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you, Vic?
Very well, thank you. I have to say, I love that piece of music. It's just fabulous.
You know what? You need to listen to Chai FM more. Just
clearly.
Seriously.
You have a great selection of music out there.
Yeah, we've got very fussy listeners. They're very, very, you know, discerning. So we have to make better music.
Excellent taste.
They really do. Vic, let's get to some of these news stories. A big row has erupted between Sydney's Kashrut authorities. This is something completely foreign to South African Jewry, because we have one Kashrut authority, which is the UOS. It's the UOS. So what's happened?
So just to go back one step is, for many years, I'm talking about 25, 30 years ago, there were two Kashrut authorities, and around 25 years ago, they amalgamated to form one. And so for the 25 years, there has been just one Kashrut authority called the KA, the Kosher Authority. And about 2 years ago now, and we spoke about this on this program, there was an inquiry, a year-long inquiry, into the KA, into the Kashrut Authority, and which the Jewish Board of Deputies instigated, and it was a year-long inquiry that took a lot of evidence. It came up with a massive report, and it made all sorts of claims against the Kashrut Authority. And I'm speaking very carefully here. I'm not saying the claims were right or wrong. It made all sorts of claims. As a result of those claims, a second Kashrut body was set up called Community Kashrut. So we now have the KA Kashrut Authority, and we now have the CK Community Kashrut, which has been running for about a year now. And so what we're talking about today, what I'm talking about this, is that there's a very popular cafe called the Shuk, which is in Bondi, which is very popular, and you always see people sitting on the pavements outside, etc., which is not a kosher establishment. And so just in the last couple of days, it has begun selling some kosher food, and specifically breads, and also challah and breads, etc., and with a hechsher from this new kosher body. The old kosher body has come out and slammed the new kosher body and said, you have no right to give it a hechsher, to give the bread a new hechsher. What muddies the waters even further is that a top kashrut body in Israel has endorsed the giving of a hechsher to the bread at this place. So here you have our 25-year-old kashrut body saying, yeah, this bread is not kosher. The new body here saying it is. And in Israel, Kashrut Agency is agreeing with the new body.
Uh-huh.
So, typically, you know, just another typical skirmish within a Jewish community, which I'm sure the community in Johannesburg would not know what I'm talking about in terms of any.
Oh, no, of course not. We all get along here so well. Really, Vic? Really? Okay, so look, I think that these are important questions. You know, and it's interesting. So it'd be interesting to see the judgment of, you know, why this the CK agreed to give the hechsher, and why the KA doesn't want to. I mean, you've got to look at the facts.
Obviously, look at the. Is it?
Exactly, you've got to look at the halachic rules surrounding kashrut. It's quite simple. There's no leeway on that. You know, you won't eat pork means you won't eat pork. I'm just saying. Mm. Anyhow.
Yes.
Okay, Vic.
And on that, and the old Kashrut body, by the way, issued a 900-word post on its Facebook page slamming the new Kashrut body.
Gosh, that's a whole book.
900 words.
That's a whole website.
That is a whole website.
All right. Former Jewish school teacher pleads guilty to child pornography. Tell us about this.
Yes. So that's not a very good story, obviously. So this is a former story from Bialik College and Mount Scopus College, which are two of the nine Jewish schools in Melbourne. Mount Scopus is the oldest in Melbourne. It's got about 2,000 students. And a former teacher there has pleaded guilty to two charges of making child pornography. He made 80, that's 80 videos, you know, just with appalling pornographic material. And to add to it, superimpose the faces of children onto all sorts of images. And many of those children, apparently about 30, over 30 of these kids were identified as students from one of the schools. So obviously horrendous for the students, horrendous for the families. I mean, one of the students, you know, was all of 15 years old, etc. So an awful story. And the former student is out on bail now, and sentencing will be in 2 weeks' time.
Unbelievable. You know, it's even more sick when you realize that, paedophilia is a fetish. It's not an illness. It's a fetish. It's a sexual fetish. Like, some people have a thing for feet and some people have a thing for whatever. But it's really sick, Vic. All right, let's end off on something very positive. Courage to Care turns 20. What's Courage to Care?
So Courage to Care is a fabulous program which was set up 20 years ago. And its focus is not on what we know about what the Holocaust was, but about focusing on people who had the courage to care. In other words, people who have been recognized as righteous among the nations, and others who were not recognized but who did the right thing. And so it was set up as a branch of B'nai B'rith, which everyone knows about B'nai B'rith, and this organization, which has become an organization unto itself, has run around the country to all sorts of places: Sydney, Cairns, Canberra, our capital Perth, which is right across on the western coast, running workshops. And the imagery which it uses is essentially from the Holocaust, but the focus is on people who have the courage to care. So its message is about not being a bystander, whether it's bullying, whether it's racial violence, whether it's sexual discrimination, etc. And it's educated over 200,000 people in the 20 years since it's been existing, with the Holocaust, as I say, as the fulcrum of its message, but extending it to all human rights work, to never being a bystander, etc. So it's a tremendous program, and the person who's been running it for 19 of the 20 years has just retired. And it's a program which should ideally be set up in, you know, communities right around the world.
Yeah, Vic, unfortunately we're out of time, but next week I want to talk about an organization that your wife runs. Can we do that?
I'm more than happy to. May I ask very quickly how you even know about that?
Doesn't matter how I know.
He knows everything, Vic.
I'm happy to talk about it, and not only will it be interesting for listeners, but it'll give me some brownie points as well when I get
big brownie points, Vic. Big brownie points. But I think it's an amazing, amazing idea, and maybe we could even do something here like that in South Africa. Anyhow, we will speak to you next week. Have a good one, and thanks so much for your time, Vic.
Thank you, and keep up the great music.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bye bye.